Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another jam-packed edition of Wrestle Radio. I'm your host, Jake Ryan, alongside my cohort and amazing, talented co-host, Brian Rails. How are we doing today, sir?
I'm feeling certifiable. Must be spitting up something in Kansas City. It's kind of a glimpse of what my folks are going through out east. They might as well be buried in the snow, I'm telling you. I'm doing great. It's WrestleMania. The weeks prior to WrestleMania, folks, so be prepared for some huge insights, some unexpected guests. So, yeah, I'm doing fine.
You never know who may pop on the week of WrestleMania. You may never know, but we'll see how that goes. But with that being said, on today's episode, let's talk a little bit of Monday Night Raw, what happened last night. We're going to get you ready for SmackDown. And we're going out some of the matches that have been already confirmed for WrestleMania. And we also have another jam-packed edition of Off the Rails with Brian Rails. And we also have, and I got some pretty cool announcements for you at the end of the show. So, get us cracking. And also, another thing, I've been watching, and also another match of the week for you. That's another jam-packed thing, because I watched a few of them today, and I'm pretty stoked about one of them I'm going to, But, that being said, Monday Night Raw. Yesterday was the first Raw I got to watch live in about a month. And all you hear is a 30-minute promo for Brock Lesnar. The 30-minute promo for Lesnar. Dana Brooke turning on Charlotte. All hell breaking loose. So, partner, what do you think of Monday Night Raw last night?
You know, the last portion of the show caught my attention very much so. Like, the last two segments with Roman Reigns, Shawn Michaels, and then you had Stephanie McMahon pretty much on every single segment on TV on Monday Night Raw, you know, implementing what was going to go down if Mick Foley did not fire somebody from Monday Night Raw. So, of course, you know, Triple H has to be waiting somewhere. And that was, you know, highly entertaining. Longtime rivals, Mick and Triple H. I mean, that was kind of my childhood nostalgia for a minute there when Mick pulled out Mr. Socko and shoved it down the gullet, as JR would say, of you know, Triple H. That was highly entertaining TV, if you ask me. And then Seth Rollins, you know, who's supposedly not, it doesn't look like he's going to make it to WrestleMania, but he made a valiant effort of trying to beat up the boss, but that didn't work quite well for him, you know, because obviously Triple H, you leave a crutch in front of Triple H, that's the equivalent of leaving a sledgehammer there, so.
But on that part of it, I did receive word a little while ago from the WWE and also from a couple of sources that I have that Seth Rollins cleared with restrictions. He cannot wrestle a full match yet, but he has been cleared with some restrictions.
Okay, that's interesting. So there's limitations as to
what he can and cannot do. And he cannot wrestle a full match.
That's highly interesting. Wow, so close to WrestleMania, and we've already had several injuries that have
And also officially, as announced last night, that Big Show is entering the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal this year instead of the Big Show and Shaq. So it's going to be Big Show is entering the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal this year.
Again?
Yes. Again.
I guess
but,
better, who better than Big Show to win the thing, right?
Well, he won last. Actually, he won 2 years ago. Cesaro won the first. Big Show won the second. Baron Corbin won last year. So who's going to win this year? That's the biggest question. But the biggest deal that I have coming out of last night's event, that last night we had a cruiserweight tag match, which I thought was actually very good for Monday Night Raw, especially with four of the five participants who are in tonight's 205 Live main event, where it features Akira Tozawa, TJ Perkins, Tony Nese, the Brian Kendrick, and the debuting Austin Aries, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But in a very stellar tag team match, which I thought was really interesting on my point, because I love the Cruiserweights, and they're getting better now. They're still getting the Divas stream, but they're getting better. But with the ending, with Tony Nese rolling up Perkins to get the victory. So, I mean, that was good. And then we also saw the Jericho return last night.
That was much needed.
Because apparently, since Tom Phillips is on SmackDown, apparently the new guy, I guess it's the new Tom Phillips on Monday Night Raw, and Chris Jericho called him Tom Phillips. So that was the cool part. And then you also have Dana Brooke turning on Charlotte, which needed to happen, so Dana can flourish on her own. And we also had a Braun Strowman almost kill Roman Reigns moment.
Oh, boy.
Almost literally ran over Roman Reigns. And, yeah, so as announced for next week, it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman one-on-one next week on Monday Night Raw. So that's
really?
That point. And also, yeah, that they added for next week. And
okay.
And the winner viably gets tight double, which we all know happened.
Okay. So I'm sorry, it was all jumbled from I don't know what. But if what my partner was saying, next week it'll be Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. And next week in the Cruiserweight division, it'll be Austin Aries versus who?
Now, on tonight's 205 Live.
Okay.
Then that five-way elimination match.
Austin Aries.
Who will be the number one contender. Yeah, we all know what's going to happen. But on top of that, though, we also had a tag team match that featured Enzo and Cass and Cesaro and Sheamus. Which I know my partner is going to want Tyrese here in a second.
Yeah.
And one of the matches has now been confirmed for WrestleMania. It's going to be Gallows and Anderson defending their tag team titles against Enzo and Cass and Cesaro and Sheamus. Now, I'm going to let my partner go on a two-minute tirade, so go ahead.
Okay. For starters, when you have talent in the tag team division that's seen on Monday Night Raw, maybe I suggest you should have made it a triple threat match to begin with instead of, okay, I understand you have to book something for a 3-hour televised show. However, it begs the question, not just Enzo and Cass, but there's three segments that were misplaced. And one of those is, okay, if you want to showcase Austin Aries, you might as well have just put him, I don't know, like I don't intentionally criticize bookings, but there's some things that just really bug the ever-living crap out of me, and one of them is Enzo and Cass. You guys are making them out to be a Cinderella story. Fine, okay, but why Sheamus and Cesaro? Now, they couldn't stand the sight of each other, you know, gimmick it up, whatever, cool, I get it, rock and sock connection. Now Cesaro and Sheamus are a well-oiled machine within how many weeks and multitudes of times because people are not as patient as they were back then. Okay, I understand. So it's not so much a criticism, it's may I make a suggestion moment. Enzo and Cass should have been catapulted to that spot a lot sooner. Sheamus and Cesaro should have been feuding and then, you know, add Enzo and Cass. Like, are you serious? That's like well-delayed reaction, whoever's, you know, thinking this up. Because who else do they have on the Raw side for tag teams? Not very many guys, because they tried Rusev and Mahal. The chemistry wasn't there. Why not bring the invention to it? Well, Rusev's out with shoulder surgery, okay, so that had to break up. But why not bring...
So basically, the tag team division sits on the Raw side. You've got the Club, or Gallows and Anderson. You've got Enzo and Cass. You've got Cesaro and Sheamus now. You've got a team of Gulak and Nice. You have I'm trying to remember who else they have on Raw because I haven't been paying attention for the last month. Oh yeah, they have the new team of Sami Zayn and Chris Jericho.
Okay, so you have tag teams that are forming just because.
But then again, on the SmackDown side, you have more well-established teams like the Ascension, American Alpha, Breeze Dango.
I mean, if Ryder was healthy, you'd have Hype Brothers. I mean, SmackDown has... I mean, I'm not trying to parlay... or not just, you know, segue into that, but SmackDown
parlay,
meaning make peace with the thing instead of go off my tire because I got off the rails for that. But my question to WWE is...
Jack Gallagher.
Okay, Jack Gallagher is the saving grace for Monday Night Raw because you think his gimmick was just a joke.
No,
well,
that's just real. That's him being real. I mean, it's not just gimmick.
Oh, that's him being himself. Okay. But it's still pretty cool that he and Neville put on one hell of a match at Fastlane. And you see, now the Cruiserweights are starting to get noticed again because of that one match. Now that Aries is back.
Now, look, actually, a WrestleMania. You're looking at now probably being Aries and Neville for the Cruiserweight Championship. Personally, I'd rather have a ladder match between all six, including Neville. Neville, TJ Perkins. Yeah, that's what I would rather want. But Aries versus Neville would be great, too.
Aries versus Neville is going to be highly interesting, folks. If you haven't caught any of Austin Aries' previous work before WWE, you need to. Simply because...
Watch anything Ring of Honor. Anything Ring of Honor. Anything Impact Wrestling. Not this new Impact Wrestling BS that you see on TV. Now it's the older stuff, like 2008 to 2011. Probably the best time.
Yeah, as we're just saying, we're just suggesting to you guys, NXT is not where these guys came from, so please have the wear around to
watch NXT too. Well,
yes, every Wednesday NXT, night. If you can catch it on the network, you can watch it anytime. But please watch NXT, look at names, write them down, and then watch them elsewhere on Roku or YouTube or wherever. You can catch these guys on. Well, you know, just throwing out suggestions, you know, for the cats who just watch WWE. You guys need to kind of expand your
branch
horizon.
Branch out a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, guys.
Branch out a bit. Because and Brian knows this about me. I am a guy who watches everything. My library of wrestling is horrendous. But in a good way. Ginormous. That's a better word, ginormous.
Let's just
horrendous.
Say I was kind of baffled when I met him.
He thought that I had no clue who the heck anybody is. So,
and then he opened his mouth, and I said, holy hell. this guy knows from A to Z.
It's interesting when you think about it. When I'm 25 years of age and I know who Gorgeous George is and Haystacks Calhoun is, those guys are way before my time. So, and yeah, and I say the words my time because I was born during the golden era, like when you had Hogan still around, you had Macho Man still around, you had Jake Roberts, Harley, like the end of Harley Race's career, and then also the Undertaker debuted the year I was born. So, and then I transitioned the Attitude Era into what is now known as the Reality Era, or the New Era,
as AJ Styles deemed it, the New Era. I mean, but
let's save that conversation for another minute. Because
yep.
There's still some more stuff
to
get through. Still got a lot to cover. Raw also featured a main event that featured, well, I think the main event was, yeah, I think that was Aries and, right now, Owens versus Jericho and Zane. And pretty good match. And then of course at the end you had Mick Foley having to fire somebody at the end of the show. And Mick Foley went on a very, very bad rip.
Well,
I'm never seen Mick Foley that emotional since like the late 90s.
I mean,
and
he did call
And then made things even better is when Triple H came out. And the funny part about that was Mick Foley just kept jabbing. And then, of course, Triple H proved to his boss and then proceeded to. And then told him to get out of the ring, and here came Mr. Sacco. Mr. Sacco came out, and Mr. Sacco became engulfed in the mouth of Triple H. Then Triple H decided he was going to viciously attack Mick Foley. Then we see the return of the Architect. So, Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins proceeded to beat the crap out of Triple H for a good couple minutes, which was hilarious. Is that Raw normally ends at 10:05. This week ended about 10:15 or 10:20 this week, so it ended later than normal. And then Triple H just proceeded to just wear out Seth Rollins with a freaking crutch.
As I said,
so far. Seth Rollins has not been physically cleared to wrestle at WrestleMania. So when will we see Finn Balor? Because Finn Balor actually just wrestled over the weekend, and he teamed with Jericho and Zayn to take on the team of Triple H, Samoa Joe, and Kevin Owens, which Balor's team got the win. So will we see another Balor? Will Balor be called up to take the role of Seth Rollins? We'll see.
I mean, this should be interesting because if Rollins is not cleared, what is his role going to be for WrestleMania? I mean, you hear a lot of talk about them doing certain things. We're not for sure. We're not 100% totally sure. You know, reading around, and no, not the stinking dirt sheets, reading from reliable sources about what's going on within WWE. So I'm highly intrigued in this situation. It's the only intrigue thus far on Raw, aside from Taker and Roman, aside from Roman pretending that the mind games are not working, because in my opinion they are. Maybe they're not, I don't know. But I find it funny, you know, that one person that's always said he's not gotten to me, the segment that I'm referring to, Shawn Michaels telling Roman Reigns, I've been in your shoes before. I know what you're going through. Once he gets in that pretty little head of yours, it's all over. And he said, that's what you people want me, expect me to say. Oh, you can put on the tough guy act all you want, man, but all of us know, we've seen The Undertaker wrestle guys at WrestleMania. I've seen him wrestle at four of them. Let me explain something to you, Mr. Reigns.
I've seen about six of them, so.
Yeah, here's the thing. The man will play psychological mind games with you. I don't care if it's gimmicked or not. I know I'm breaking kayfabe right there. But here's the thing. The Undertaker has had three plus decades of learning this and how to get inside someone's head, because he's the Undertaker, the mystique, the aura, the gong that goes off. I mean, I know you're probably listening laughing. Well, man, what should I be afraid? You should be, because he's only lost one time, and that was when he was not in good health. Now, people have different theories of why he lost and this, that, the other. Well, at the end of the day, The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns is probably an intriguing match, because why? The name The Undertaker comes out, and he is, in my mind, the second version of what you call Mr. WrestleMania. Because after all, the man has beaten guys that their names, you put them up and on a pedestal, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle. I mean, what these guys have done for the business, some of these guys are founding fathers of what the WWE was founded for. And, okay, he's beat Sid Vicious. He's beat
but
Diesel.
Think about that. But Buska, think about it, too. Shawn Michaels is the end-all and be-all when it comes to WrestleMania. No one has ever outperformed Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania. Ever. That includes The Undertaker. That includes Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, they beat him, but no one's outperformed him. But also, I think, though, the Undertaker did retire Shawn Michaels.
So when Roman says bold statements like, I'm going to retire that's kind of offensive.
But the thing is, last night, as soon as Roman Reigns said the words, he retired you. But I'm going to be the one to retire him.
That's a pretty bold statement coming from a guy who, in my opinion, he got a lot of growing up to do. You know, he's been in and around. He's reached out to the kids. That's not the problem. It's his attitude, because, hell, dude, I'm going to say it right now. There's a lot of people that dog on John Cena. There's a lot of people that dog on Shawn Michaels. We're all a different variety of fan base here, guys. But the point is, The Undertaker has proven through the years that he could evolve. And the funny thing is, Roman's going into this match as if it's a normal wrestling match. That's a mistake that 22 other men have made while going against The Undertaker. Ask Bray Wyatt, Roman. Ask Sid Vicious.
Actually,
ask any man.
No. No, 21 other men.
Okay, 21 other men. But the
because one
the
of those men was actually successful.
Ask
but,
any of those, ask any of them, Roman, just how well you're going to fare, and they'll tell you, go in it, don't think, just do it. And you still, no matter what you do, I'm telling you, even if, you know, I worked, even if I worked Undertaker, for example, I don't know what my game plan would be. I think CM Punk had an idea, but he still lost. And that was a damn good match at 29.
But the thing is, though, to also think as well, there's two men in this business that are very good at playing mind games. There's two. Two men. One happens to be from WWE. One happens to be the franchise of WCW.
Yep.
That man WWE is The Undertaker. The other man is Sting. But let me tell you. But the thing is, though, a lot of men have came in acting all confident. Like, Randy Orton's a prime example. Randy Orton's a prime example. He said he was going to walk in and beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. He was put down. Triple H did it three times. Got put down all three times. Shawn Michaels did it twice. Shawn Michaels got put down twice. So, Roman Reigns has to go into this match thinking he's got the confidence, but he's got to not fall into the same trap that 21 other men have, and there's only been one man to successfully defeat the mind games, plus only defeat the mind games, but successfully defeat The Undertaker. This year,
I was there.
And but the thing is, all when that happened at WrestleMania 30, you heard the entire arena go silent. The question is, will this year, will it happen again? Will Roman Reigns be the second man to defeat the dead man in the Undertaker's yard?
This is just my opinion. Because I know, I'm just going to say this, as an observer, a fan, and as a former worker, I never have worked WWE. But from what I understand, The Undertaker has a lot of respect in the locker room. And this is not just hearsay. From what I understand from a good friend of mine, Kurt Gannon, said when he worked an event for WWE as an extra, he said, Undertaker shook everyone's hand in that locker room, gained everyone's respect. And I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that Roman has some respect either, but, I mean, he's got, you know how it is. There's guys in the business that stay around for 3-plus decades. Undertaker's outlasted guys like Stone Cold, Triple H. He's outlasted Mick Foley. For crying out loud, the man needs hip replacements. He's outlasted everybody from his era. Or eras, because he's outlasted Hogan, Piper, Savage, Flair, Warrior, Sid Vicious, Mabel, who, you know, now deceased, but Yokozuna, Owen Hart, the list of men that have been in the Undertaker's times, ladies and gentlemen, they have not forgotten what they say. When you lose to Undertaker, you're not the same. So, am I warning Roman? Possibly. Does the Undertaker need another revamp Paul Bear? No. Does Roman Reigns have something up his sleeve that we don't know about? Maybe. Is Paul Heyman the answer? Because look, Paul Heyman guided Brock Lesnar to beating a man that we thought his streak was impenetrable, and just, it was a shock, but that wasn't the only focus of Monday Night Raw. We're sorry we stayed away, but I mean, that to me, that segment was powerful alongside the segment with Triple H and Mick Foley, because the nostalgia in those two segments that stood out the most to me was there. And of course, Stephanie has to be the villainess involved in the whole thing, jumping on or giving Mick the low blow in the corner as usual. And then, you know, have a run in, you know, with Seth Rollins. I think this is all adding up, ladies and gents, although it's a, you know, predictable add up. You're supposed to, I mean, is wrestling predictable? Yes. Is it sometimes not? Because it keeps you guessing? Yeah. But those two segments in my mind stood out the most on Monday Night Raw. And that's why I'm thanking my partner for letting me watch it because, well, it's kind of important to watch the Raw and SmackDowns before WrestleMania because if you don't, you're going to be lost.
Because partially the reason why I typically watch Raw and SmackDown now, because Raw and SmackDown gets really, really interesting, especially the final 4 weeks leading up to WrestleMania. This is where all the storylines actually start to be good and make sense. Sort of. This year's starting to come together, but it's taking a little longer than normal. And last year's card had to be all twisted because of a lot of injuries that happened last year. But keep this in mind. You still have SmackDown tonight, which, you know, there's going to be a confrontation between Shane and AJ somewhere in that show tonight. You're going to have a confrontation between Bray Wyatt and Orton somewhere tonight. And you also have another confrontation between the Usos and American Alpha tonight. So those three are your big three heading into WrestleMania. So Raw's is going to be, if Seth Rollins is healthy, it'll be Seth and Triple H or Balor and Triple H. You'll have Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, and Undertaker and Roman Reigns.
I mean, that's the most interesting aspect of Monday Night Raw as far as the booking goes for WrestleMania. Yes, you have Lesnar, Goldberg, but that, I'm sorry. Please, for the love of Christ.
It's bad enough when I'm the guy who's kind of the Raw guy for the show, and B-Trade is the SmackDown guy for the show. And it's bad enough when whenever a Raw guy wants to see a SmackDown main event at WrestleMania.
And he means that, folks, because last year we had to endure Roman Reigns versus Triple H for the championship after Shane.
Of the Undertaker and Shane McMahon. And Hell in a Cell.
So all, you know, criticizing aside, you know, it's not that we don't like these gentlemen or respect what they do. It's the simple fact that fans kind of get deterred when you don't make sense with your freaking fracking booking, okay? It's like, okay.
For example, I would much rather watch Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton actually main event the whole show at WrestleMania. Now, because I don't want a repeat of WrestleMania 20, the first time that Goldberg and Lesnar fought at WrestleMania. I don't want another repeat of that.
There at the Garden, and I can tell you.
So was I.
That match was so bad.
That match was so bad. I went out and took a piss break. I went to the bathroom.
You take piss breaks. Yeah.
I got me some food. And during this show, it's a big show, especially it's the 20th anniversary of WrestleMania. And you can't, and most of the matches on that card were good, but Lesnar and Goldberg, no. So I hope and pray that the WWE, that's Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns in the show. Either Bray Wyatt and Orton, or Reigns and The Undertaker to go on last. Because Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker would be a hell of a match, but also to think that it's possibly The Undertaker's last wrestling. This is probably his last WrestleMania. And I'd want Undertaker to go out on a high note at WrestleMania. So
I think that he should go out on a high note. That's just my personal opinion, because if you send the man, okay, you've already lost several fans, and the indies are making a surge again because you produce stars, and they're being welcomed because people are tired of the cookie-cutter shit, man. They want fresh, which is why Triple H, being the good Samaritan that he is of business, is trying to go out and say, okay, what do we need to change this mess, and what do we need to you know, make ends meet as far as satisfaction goes fan-wise. So NXT was his love child. And he found people from the indies like a Bayley or Sasha or your Austin Aries or your Adeo Atomis. Names that have been synonymous from the indies for quite a while. So yes, tying this all in, where do you guys think Asuka and then came from? They didn't just hop into NXT and say, okay, you know, I'm here. No, they worked their asses off for years. AJ Styles is a prime example, guys. He worked for a long-ass time. They offered him a contract back in the day, and he said, I'm not ready. Now, where does this tie in for WrestleMania? I'll tell you. The most of the talent that you have seen on WrestleMania were either extras, security guards, catering at one point, or because they love wrestling so much, they sacrificed everything. TJ Perkins was living out of his car.
His own car for 2 years. Pretty much how Perkins' story goes is that he got fired from actually wrestling promotion. And he stopped wrestling for 2 years. And all he did was just live out of his car and work at a comic book shop. That was it. And yeah, actually, he would wrestle once in a while on the weekends. But as he started getting back into wrestling again, he started still living out of his car and going to shows. And until now, he's in the WWE. He's the first cruiserweight champion with this new cruiserweight title. Gosh, I like the old one better. I hate this new one. But still, I mean, but with when push comes to shove, push comes to shove, stay watching Raw and SmackDown for the next 3 weeks, because that's where, if you don't keep up with the storylines between now and WrestleMania, you're not going to know what the hell is going on.
So, by that time, folks, it's now the time for our advertisements. You can catch Raw and SmackDown on Hulu. It's only $7.99 a month.
Actually,
if you watch...
hold on. Hold on, time out. With Hulu, you can watch Raw, SmackDown, Superstars, NXT, and I think you can watch one other extra WWE thing on Hulu. It's $7.99 in commercials, or it's $11.99 without commercials.
And also, folks, if you want to check out Evolve, you can go to flowslam.com. Now, for those of you who also wish to catch Evolve, they will be in Florida the weekend of WrestleMania. Be sure to catch guys like Matt Riddle, Darby Allin, and many more. Ethan Page. If they are not booked, I completely apologize, but we're just, you know, listening up the possible.
Okay, I'm going to add my two cents here, too. There's a lot of things going on WrestleMania weekend. A lot. The Wrestling Revolver's having a show. CZW's having Best of the Best. It's Progress versus, I believe, Progress versus Evolve, and I think they're doing also a WWE Live Experience Championship show, and then you also have Ring of Honor doing the Supercard of Honor down there, which I believe will probably be the Hardys' last show with Ring of Honor. That show is supposed to be the Young Bucks versus the Hardys with the Ring of Honor tag team titles in the ladder match. So there's a Ring of Honor show for you. The CZW's Best of the Best that's going on. Wrestling's doing a show down there. I know Shine's doing a show down there. I think Shimmer is. I think WSU. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. There's also WrestleCon going on. There's WWE. There's WrestleMania Access. There's the Hall of Fame, there's NXT TakeOver, there's anything and everything your heart can desire as a wrestling fan.
It's there.
Find a way to Orlando. If you're a hardcore wrestling fan, that's where you want to be, Orlando, Florida.
Exactly. Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of events. Jake and I will be going to several shows and several events. You can catch us at WrestleCon, ladies and gents. How's he going? He live and living color doing
Russell,
off the rails?
We'll be doing live interviews, live from WrestleCon. We'll probably be doing some fan interaction at Access. I know this, and I can confirm this. WrestleMania weekend, we'll be doing another live tidbit with Izzy, who we had on last week. Which,
we
again, we like
girl.
To think
You're
Izzy coming
on
last week. And you're also our highest rated episode. So, thank you again for coming on. But, yeah, but we'll be doing a live Periscope, a lot of Periscoping. We're going to get some footage down there, too. We're going to be doing some live interviews. We'll be doing some different cool stuff down there. And I hope you guys will enjoy us, enjoy it, because we will, because we're wrestling fans, and that's how we roll. Also,
and,
more advertising. The WWE Network, $9.99 a month. Your first month's free. If you act now, you subscribe to the network now. WrestleMania 33 is free. Free. Free.
Free of charge. Free.
WrestleMania 33. Free.
Nada. No mas.
Nada. Zilch. No, no, well, credit card is required to sign up, but you won't be charged until the next month. So
you do have to have it on file, ladies and gents. Let me just tell you this right
you
now.
Have to have it on file.
So
you sign up, WrestleMania 33, it's free. NXT TakeOver Orlando is free. And 7,500 hours of wrestling footage for free. And I've watched almost all of it.
Daddy has it, ladies and gents. He's
I have watched almost all of it.
Yeah.
Then also, if you have a Roku or do you have a Google Play, go to High Spots Network. It's $10 a month. You can get CZW, Ring of Honor stuff. You can get PWG, The Wrestling Revolver. You can watch all that streaming live. You can, if you have Roku, you can use Shikara. Of the Shikara app, $8.99 a month. Go take it. If you're a CZW fan, $10 a month gets you an unlimited library of the CZW events. And then of course the Monster Factory. It's $4.99 a month, and there's a lot of free content. Also, you can watch their events live. Also, head over to ProWrestlingTees.com right now to pick up your t-shirts. I believe they're still doing a 5% off your first order by using some code on Facebook. Also, and also it's a great place to get your t-shirts. Also, WWEShop.com is doing a big WrestleMania sale right now, but I think it's going on WrestleMania merch. Doing pretty good markdowns for that. And also, if you are in the Kansas City and St. Louis area, go to NWL or FightKC.com or FightSTL.com. You can watch NWL Wrestling or NWL KC or NWL St. Louis. And right now, they're in the midst of their title tournaments. They're at the Final Four this Saturday at the Scottish Rite Temple, the next Sunday at the Casaloma Ballroom in St. Louis. Also, you don't want to miss next Sunday at NWL because Kyle O'Reilly makes his NWL debut at the Casaloma Ballroom. So much advertising.
Yeah, so much advertising, partner, but that's the part of the show where we need to segue because simply if we don't, we're going to be losing our minds and got issues. How's it going? Anyways.
And in 10 minutes, we have another edition of Off the Rails. But right now, I'm also going to do my match of the week.
All right.
My match of the week this week is from WCPW, What Culture Pro Wrestling. It features Zack Sabre Jr. defending his internet championship. They have an internet title. It's not like Zack Ryder. Zack Ryder actually looked pretty cool. But it's called the WCPW champ, internet title. And it was Zack Sabre Jr. taking on Marty Scurll. And that's my match of the week. It was about a 35-minute match. Go to our website, www.wrestleradionetwork.weebly.com. That's our temporary page. Our actual page will be live WrestleMania weekend. So it will no longer have a Weebly with it, but it's our current one has Weebly with it because I'm still rummaging through stuff and building it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that.
All right.
I hear a microwave in the background.
No, actually, no, that's far. Well,
I heard a microwave.
Yeah, it sounded like a microwave. My car's a microwave, apparently, ladies and gents.
But also, we have 9 minutes before off the rails. But there's also a couple of things I want to touch into. Ring of Honor just had their 50th anniversary show last Friday. And spoiler alert, click. Christopher Daniels is their new Ring of Honor champion. He is 45 years old. 45 years old.
Wow.
And he's now the Ring of Honor champion. Also, not just that, Bobby Fish is almost hitting 40. He don't look it, but he's almost 40. Daniels, don't look 40. Don't look 45, but he's 45. But I can tell you this much. And then also, Adam Cole tried to fire the Young Bucks from Bullet Club. Will we see Kenny Omega in Orlando, Florida at Supercard of Honor? Because supposedly the Young Bucks said that the real leader of the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega.
Interesting.
So there's that. Also, I'm going to do some announcements right now. I was going to do it at the end of the show. I'm going to go ahead and do it now. Announcements that's happening. Starting tomorrow, we're starting a whole new show. And it's only for WrestleMania weeks. Weeks of WrestleMania. It's called Wrestle Radio's Journey to WrestleMania. And it starts tomorrow. It will be available on iTunes, like this show is. And there's also a bunch of other stuff. And then also on top of that, keep it tight. Not like up, up, down, down. Keep it tight. But keep it close to the Wrestle Radio Facebook page, Instagram, which tomorrow I'm creating the Snapchat for it, and many other things. Because you do not to miss the entire weekend of WrestleMania. Plus, on top of that, not just that, this Saturday we'll be at Eldon, Missouri for New Breed, PC Wrestling. We will be at WrestleMania at the end of the month, which we are excited for. And a couple of other things, too. But I'm done yammering my mouth. And I'm going to give you a little bit of extra time for off the rails.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's the time whatever Brian Rails decides to be pissed off at the world of professional wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the most must-listen-to segment on this show. And it's better than any other segment in this the professional wrestling podcast world. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you off the rails host extraordinaire B-Train, and let's kick it off with Off the Rails.
The cost of personality.
Yes, I gave it longer this week. Go ahead and take it away, partner.
That's fine. You know, okay, so three things, actually more than three things is normal that I'm going to discuss with you all that piss me the hell off. One, first and foremost, I keep stressing the guys to be able to point stuff about negativity on social media. I'm guilty of it, but that's because I'll admit something to you right here, right now. Not to give my whole life story, but I deal with depression like most of us do, okay? If you don't say that you got problems in your life, that's fine. But when you start targeting fans and calling them marks, well, I wish Jericho wouldn't have come out with the list, but it's, you know, hot item ticket, you know, as far as merch goes. But what I'm getting at is, when you're an idiot that is jobbed to Braun Strowman, and you're sitting here bragging about how you're going to be a champion, this, that, the other. Do you not think that people pay attention to your social media? Do you honestly think that people give a damn about who you are and what you're about? No. What they do care about is you treating them with respect. Do fans get owed something? We, you know, when after they say things like, we, you know, we pay your salary. No, it's like what Lance Storm said a while back when a fan was being ridiculous for Randy Orton. What am I getting at? There are ways you can approach situations with fans. It is a wrestler's job to give the fans a show. It is not in the job description to be a jacknut posting bullshit on social media to make yourself widely heard. What, do you get a rise out of something? It's because you're in Florida and in NXT. You think that it's because you have a name and they gave, you know, Bubba Ray Dudley gives you a good look? Dude, I'm pretty sure that your wrestling career is probably going to be short and short-lived. Short because no one knows who the hell you are. No one cares. And two, I don't give out names because this asshole can figure out who the fuck he is. When you call fans smarks and marks and all the names in the fucking world, where, who are you? Have you been in the business 20 plus years, 30 plus years? Do you have that right? Because it's hella irritating scrolling down my news feed and I see people that think they're experts in this business. Is your name Vince McMahon? Is your name, you know, Paul Levesque? No. But what really irritated me was that it's your business? Get the fuck out of here, man. Who the fuck are you to tell somebody that it's your business? Are you fucking kidding me? You sit here and tell people, let it be your business. Okay, let's see how you handle things when you're, you know, do you have a backup career other than being a fitness instructor? And why? My question to you is, you know the formula to tone things down. Why on your personal Facebook am I seeing shit that's disrespecting fans, podcasts, and everything else? Guess what, asshole? Podcast guys are the ones that interview your ass. And we are the ones that sit and pay tickets to see you. Do we pay your salary? No. But all you owe us is an apology and also a good show. I'm not going to mention names because this son of a bitch can figure out who the fuck he is. It really pisses me off when I have to read on my newsfeed wrestlers who think they're above, you know, a pay grade above this business because someone makes a comment directed at them. And it was, you know, very personal comment, you know, whether it be a compliment on their body or whether it be something to say thank you. And, yeah, fans are kind of on the other side, too, so it's not just 100% the wrestler. I get that, but my God, man. If you are in Florida and you're showing off the fact that you got paid by WWE, you're just in it for a fucking paycheck. Okay? I can't tell you how one area of this world thinks, I made it just once or twice, so now I have the right to step all over people like their ants. Dude, like I said, we don't pay your salary. That is WWE, one of the world's largest publicly traded companies in the world. I'm pretty sure my facts are that this person's social media is abrasive. It's offensive to fans who know the terms now because they read them. And, yeah, there are some annoying fans. But how you deal with them is, yes, you stay your ground. That's fine. But you stay your ground. How you stay your ground is you don't post a million things on social media. That's what social media handles are for, dude. That's why you post lightly on Twitter or on Instagram pictures of your work, not words that are going to hurt somebody's feelings or offend some group of people. I don't care because I got fucking thick skin, dude. But when it comes to saying, you know, can we schedule a show just for you? No, I don't want you on our show. And two, seems like I have some personal beef with what you said. So why confront you? Because, number one, dude, you're what the stereotypical meathead does. You post things online thinking it's going to get a reaction. Well, congratulations. It got a reaction from a fellow dude who's also in the business. I may not be a wrestler, but I'm a manager. And you can guarantee your ass that I raked you across the coals. Because why? WWE eventually will do it. And they will pull you aside, pull you into the office, and say, what did we just get through telling you? Running your mouth on social media is going to get you in hot water. But to some guys who think it's okay to break kayfabe instead of, you know, have a character page, have your character page on Facebook, have a character page for Instagram, Twitter, and then your own personal shit with your own personal name and make it private. But to me, it is utterly hilarious how some of you think it's okay, you know, to post things under your real name. How rhetorical is that? And say, some people say, well, I do it under my real name because I think it's not going to break. Dude, there's old school way of doing things and there's new school way of doing things. If you're basing it off likes, okay, well, I guarantee you, most of the things that you have done or procured or think that you've done right, you're doing it wrong, in my opinion. I am not the overseer of what's right and what's wrong, but in general, just picking up, just reading through your fucking newsfeed is like reading, wanting to bash my head into the wall because I'm sitting here going, okay, well, I'm, you know, in this business. I don't know at all. I'm still learning. But to kind of, you know, what you're doing is you're not established being an asshole. And yes, folks, I'm not going to say this person's name because he knows who he is. And it really bugs me that I have to do this on air. And he's like, you know, if he's the type that gets to be a hothead and says, oh, I'll beat your ass, I don't care, because it just proves my point as to why you wonder so many nights or so many days, like, how do I get to the top? And you get knocked down a peg or two because somebody called you out on your shit. What am I referring to? When I see a few wrestlers here and there that have the my shit doesn't stink attitude, it really bugs me. Because how am I making, you know, positive ways to change that solution? Okay, well, I've stayed off social media for the most time being. I've steered clear of negative statuses because people don't, in general, don't want to see that negative crap. So how do you post positive shit even when you're, you know, not feeling the best? Post pictures, man. Post what you've done in the weight room. Post things that make a promoter go, hey, this guy's got a good attitude, and he's got a good rapport in the locker room. Don't be the guy. Constantly gets brought up by not just me, but other people that have already established themselves in the business. Or they keep learning, yeah. Danny Cage, Brutal Bob, Sammy Callahan, Delirious. Delirious said it best. When I was where I was, I wanted to learn everything and anything so that if I got hurt, I had a fallback. That is what he said, is that you learn how to do recording, you learn how to do the truck, you learn how to do merchandise. You learn how to set up the ring. Obviously, if you don't know how to do that, you get a whack upside the head. But if you're new, learning everything is going to be hard to do in one day. So just learn one day. Have that one day at a time mentality, and you'll actually get somewhere. But if you got the mentality of that you know everything and that you are a pay grade above all the supposed smarks and marks and this, that, the other, then why in the bluest of all hells are you in the wrestling business? Okay? Wow, that 6 minutes went by a little bit slow, but I gotta say, when somebody pisses me the fuck off, yes, I'm going to go off. Okay? When people in the professional wrestling business and they know what they want done with their careers, if they just want to be a part-timer on the weekend, let them be that part-timer on the weekend. If they're just in it for a hobby, I guess just let them do it for a hobby. But guys, what really bugs me is reading through this guy's shit, I came to the conclusion it's better left things are unsaid to this person. Because the minute you start drama in the wrestling world, now obviously over Facebook or wherever it may be, it's best if you just leave people the way they are. Because if you try and change them, from what I've learned, people don't want to. Okay, because certain people are very stingy when it comes to learning etiquette. So if you decide to be, or if you decide, there's another route I'm going to go here. If you decide to take the route of sending someone a message or video, please, by all means, just make it a funny video to deter all the anger that's going to come afterwards. Because let's just say this right now. If you're trying to get into the E, do I know the steps to get there? Well, yes. Have I tried? You bet your ass. Does that mean I'm an expert or a pay grade above WWE? To start giving advice? I like giving advice, I'm not going to lie. But it feels weird. And I'll tell you why. Because the experience level, I'd have very little. Experience level of 8 years off and on in this business of going to seminars and learning different things is the main focus. Not going to seminar, I know this, so now you all must bow before me attitude. Like, I'm sorry. The theme this week is staying humble, even when it's difficult to, because eventually your hard work pays off. It eventually does, because, look, guys, if I was able to get all my money together for WrestleMania and you know, the time and planning that I've been doing, making goals and doing certain things, planning for the hotel and all that, and planning out the trip and where we'll be, I think we're doing okay. So I'm not worried in that regard. My focus is, sure, I made a mistake here, but how am I going to pick myself up after and move forward? That's the main thing that people tend to forget in this business. So what if someone said something to you that sounded stupid? Let them sound stupid. You know, fans cannot be the main culprit for everything. They just can't be. We're all fans, you idiot. For God's sakes, for all the marks and fans, let me handle my business. My business. Your business. The phrase goes something like this: don't bite off more than you can chew, and don't get caught on the wrong side of my tracks, Jack. You really crossed a line, dude, when you sit there on social media and, oh, you're going to make some funny comments about people you don't know? You are exactly what is wrong with certain people in this business. I'm going to use this guy as an example. Ryback. You know, I don't know why you would make a shirt that says, don't be a mark. So, in other words, you're slapping the fans in the face and you want to make a certain amount of indies. Good job, guy. You just got $0 because you insulted the group of people that helps you out a little bit financially. I'm not saying that fans can take credit for every single piece of merchandise that has ever been sold, or, you know, the tickets that get sold at the gate. But here's the thing, where wrestlers and managers and referees, it doesn't matter about referees, sorry guys, some of you, not all of you. If you make t-shirts, why? Managers. Unless you're Kenny Bolin or Jim Cornette or Zeb Coulter or Paul Heyman, why are you making t-shirts? Because Paul Heyman and the rest of us managers are in belief, I'm going to touch on this nicely, managers should not be the focus of the entire event. They should be guys, you know, helping getting their guy over, not themselves, but, you know, whatever, the manager is a faded concept, so they say. I mean, Sylvester Fox still exists. He's a great manager. I've seen some of his work. And, you know, point is, don't think for one second that you don't have to work in this business. I hate guys that just sit, feel comfortable with whatever. Why would you go and make comments like that? Or a status like that? Why would you leave something like that for people to see? The general viewing public doesn't care because they're so engrossed on their own social media, because some may be having children, some don't, you know, some don't watch wrestling. But for people to like said status about let everything about my business be my business, I've got this. You know what I have to say to you, dude? Fuck you. You have no clue, and that is why you will be sitting in your house or apartment in Florida watching WrestleMania instead of being a part of. So they don't have a clue who you are, and you're trying to put yourself out there. Here's a word of advice, and I keep repeating this in circles. Don't be a dick on social media. Have some decorum. If you're doing this for a paycheck, fine. You're not Kevin Nash. 4, how is there a positive way where it can help the situation? I didn't say shit on social media, but I sure as hell am not going to pass up the opportunity to say something on a section of a podcast that I have every right to say it in. Fans pay to see you, so they would say. Pay to, you know, see guys like Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, Undertaker, whoever they want to see. But if they can't see you, Then, okay, here's the thing. Whenever fans file in to go see different variety of show, there could be a fan that wants to go see a Bray Wyatt only. There's a fan that just wants to see Randy Orton. There's once upon a time that a fan wanted to see Wade Barrett. So forgive us if we make one criticism, 1 ounce of criticism towards a wrestling group or a guy or a gal. That's our choice as wrestling fans. Why am I getting worked up about this asshole? Let me tell you why. Because when you're a part of this business and you work hard, supposedly this guy works hard, that he does in the gym, it shows, trust me. But whenever you say shit, please have the means to back it up. Because if I go around asking, do you know so-and-so? And 4 or 5 of my friends go, no, looks like a wrestler. That's kind of funny if you ask me. Because then your theory of everyone knows you goes out the flipping window. If you're positive, like Brutal Bob says, you go forward. And guess what? It rings true. Uncle Bob, if you're listening, I love you. I'm here to serve you. You have opened my eyes a lot about this business. And it was only a one-time thing for me to see you, because I believe we get sent people our way for a reason in this universe, and here's one in the wrestling universe. What he said was, how, if you criticize, are you going to learn? I'm just pointing out there's a difference. I'm pointing out that if every post is negative and derogatory towards fans, you're going to lose out on life, my friend. Trust me, of being in this business for 8 years off and on, from one person to another, I refrain from using the term vet because that's far from what I am. But I'm irritated because, you know, even though I'm, you know, struggling with certain things in my life, ever disrespect fans. Because you guys are the ones that make the world turn around for Wrestle Radio. You guys are the ones that tuned into Izzy last week. You guys are the ones that request things from us. And if we don't give that to you, we're not doing our job, which is to entertain you guys and make sure you guys have a frickin' fracking show to listen to. And yes, I use the words frickin' fracking because there comes a point in someone's life when you see so much shit on social media, you break it down into a few things. One, is there room for this guy to change? Sure, but am I going to be the one to change him? That's on his own accord. I cannot be the one to say, hey, you're being a jerk, stop. Because what is that proving? It's proving nothing. If for once, you know, there are those who put up a lot, you know, they talk a lot, they just don't freaking, you know, follow through. And this guy is the prime example of not following through. I'm not going to read to you word for word the status because I'm pretty sure the asshole's listening as I say this. There are certain people in this business, it's just like a normal job, that just here for, you know, entertainment value. They're here because, okay, I'm here for a paycheck. That's the type of wrestler that they are, or worker. And you know what? Eventually, it'll catch up with them. It will catch up with them immensely. I've known a few former guys that I trained with that they are so concerned about making it to the E that they would, you know, begging one of my friends to go over and help train. And there's no gratitude coming from this group. Not one ounce. Not one thank you. And the thank you that they were supposedly supposed to give was very insincere. So, in essence, guys, what I am getting at is, I'm trying to fast forward here. We love you, fans. We say that every week. You guys are the main reason why Off the Rails is a success, why Match of the Week, even though it's a short segment, is a success, the whole nine. When we have merchandise, when we have, you know, an ideal what we want to do, it's mainly, okay, what do you think the fans will think? Because there's different variety of fans. There's a lot of things that, you know, you may not understand. That's why you guys are curious, and that's why you read and you go to the dirt sheets or whatever. I don't care. That's the beauty of being a fan. If you don't think like a fan, you're missing the boat. If you can't enjoy things instead of talking about the angle of politics in this business, you're missing the whole entire message that Brutal and Danny, and not just Brutal and Danny, but Delirious and Sammy and anyone in this business that can give out advice can tell you. And that is one day at a time mentality. Think positively and good things will come to you. So what if you make a mistake financially? Okay, some are big, some are small. But if you keep letting it happen, never going to change. Just like if you keep allowing to be negative on social media, or if you keep being negative on social media, let me rephrase that. What are you trying to accomplish? Is everyone supposed to read your mind? Is everyone supposed to say, oh yeah, this is what he was talking about. Okay, yeah, we understand, we're marks. Okay, yeah, we're smarks. Yeah, not puppets on a string that are just going to automatically read your mind, and in your imaginary world of getting a WWE championship or NXT championship, you're delusional, dude. You are fucking delusional. And it's, there's more than just one of these walking around, you know, with attitudes. There's more than one. You know, there's guys that get booked that, you know, here's what I, it's because of the talent and what the promoter is looking for. It's like picking your flavors of ice cream. They've got vanilla, you've got strawberry, you've got chocolate, you've got strawberry with sprinkles. And then you have your dip cones, and now I'm getting hungry and wanting ice cream cones. Holy hell. But the point is, you got your different flavors of ice cream in this business, too. You got your high flyers, your flippy, flippy bullshit guys. You've got your ground and pound. And then you've got your strong styles. You got your light workers. You got your stiff workers. And you got a mix of both light and stiff. There's more brand of style when someone shakes your hand, trust me. When someone says, I'm going to work my ass off, you know, to get to this business, and they end up being a jackass online, on social media nonetheless, but I ain't got to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you that if you work in the professional wrestling business, social media is now huge. Back then, not so much. If you said something about a fan, then it was heard at a press conference, and then we had AOL to determine you being a jackass. Now people got, you know, their smartphones or tablets, whatever. And for the time being, you know, you have guys that don't really think that wrestling is all that important. So the fans you do have, cherish them, dude. Don't sit there and call us names, because even as, you know, a former manager, or, you know, managers, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Other than the fact is, it's like this. Whenever someone says the following, I am not, you know, a fan because I'm a worker, you honestly really think that puts you a pay grade above the fan? Who did you grow up idolizing then? Why are you being a jerk on social media? If you're trying to create a persona, that's one thing. If you're trying to be a work, an actual live and living work, well, okay, you're sadly mistaken. What's the difference, folks, between a work and an actual jackass? A work, you know, they're putting names in reference and you can't really tell, so must be a work. If they're being an actual jackass, they're referring to fans as marks, smarks, know-it-alls. You know, just name-calling in general is not going to help your case, sir. If you're really thinking, you know, that I'm going to cower down just because I'm on live air, that's really funny. You know, I'm literally laughing right now because when somebody takes offense to when someone points out someone's flaws, it's not easy. I'm guilty of it. I don't like hearing criticism at all, point blank, period. But I know my strengths and my weaknesses. And I know for a fact that it's not easy taking criticism, but it sure as hell not easy reading, you know, different things about what I used to do, and that was treat every fan as if they're a stupid moron. I mean, a lot of fans know the theories already that they have a low IQ, that they're easily entertained. It's getting tougher to entertain you guys. But you know something? That's why we love you. Because we want to know what it is you guys want, what it is you guys want to see. Okay? It's not, I'm going to do this week, and I'm going to do that this week, and you guys can't bring signs that are offensive, or you guys took the time out to take your markers out, your pencils, your glitter, whatever, to make those signs. So whenever you as wrestling fans want to do what you want to do, go ahead and do it. So what if people say, what if one guy says you're stupid? Is he the one that pays your salary so you guys can get floor seats to go see him in NXT? I mean, no offense, dude. There's guys like Eric Young, Roderick Strong, Ty Dillinger is still in NXT. I mean, you've got a variety of people to entertain us in NXT. Who are you is the chant that gets going. So in your mind, if you get attention, period, you're thinking, oh, I'm doing this place a service. I'm doing great, because obviously, you know, you're not getting the point. You're not getting the point of we're here to serve, as a wise man once said. Thank you, Uncle Bob. Why is there so much anger and frustration to begin with? There shouldn't be any. We should all work together, but in reality, you know, in some instances you cannot, because you got to put together a show in order for the fans to be entertained. If you can't do that, guess what? They'll get mad, they'll leave, they'll pick up their shit, and they will go elsewhere. I've seen that a few times at a wrestling show, time or two, but here's the thing. I mean, guys, whenever you have been discussing professional wrestling etiquette because so many people are wanting to get into training right now. It's not even funny. They want to train. They want to become a professional wrestler. They want to be the next big thing in indies, you know, ROH, New Japan. And they want to go as many places as they can. Well, I'll tell you this right now. If you guys get into professional wrestling, you start learning the terminologies. Taz said it best. There's a lot of us who think, you know, we're in our bubble. We believe we're the most popular thing we've ever seen in our lives. And we see advertisements of us, you know, on screen. Oh, you know, this is pretty cool. This is badass. It depends on what you define as being a badass. So, you know, if I were you guys, you know, stay close to whomever you want to stay close to, but don't settle. Do not settle for where you work. If you can get time off on weekends, because I know it's difficult, I work a job that requires me to work weekends. You know, you got to understand the right thing to do in this line of work is study film, train hard, and don't mouth off to fans on social media. See how I brought that home? I mean, after all, you really think that there's no outlet for you and you just want to watch it? Go ahead. There's no shame in that. Don't be discouraged if somebody runs his mouth on social media or her mouth on social media. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of workers who think just because they work for their promotion that they're going to be atop the mountain for forever and nothing's going to touch them. I can tell you from personal experience that, you know, being with a group of people that's toxic is not good for anybody, not just me. It's not good for anyone. If you're not happy with the wrestling organization that you're in, but yet you do nothing to fix that problem, you're part of the problem. Now, I didn't realize this for a good, you know, 2 years. In social media, I would give hints, but no one would take them. I mean, I expressed a certain depression, but that really didn't fixate anything or help fix anything. So, I mean, granted, things have blown over a little bit, kind of, sort of, as far as me moving forward. See, that's the thing. It's harder to move forward instead of dwell in your past and have something to gripe and bitch about. But what I'm getting at is, what I've seen on social media, it really pisses me off. And I'm going to take a breather from that for now and discuss my feelings on WWE SmackDown. Now, for those who know me, I love Alexa Bliss. And, well, I like her, watching her work. She reminds me of Trish Stratus, is why. And then you have Becky Lynch, Mickie James, and Natalya. I wonder if the SmackDown Women's Championship will be open. Oh, wait. The general manager, Daniel Bryan, made an open invitation for Alexa's title at WrestleMania for every SmackDown available SmackDown woman to win the said championship. And as far as, you know, controversy goes, AJ Styles and let's see here. You've got AJ Styles. You've got Shane McMahon. Kind of put my thumb on that for a while. So, okay. There's been controversy surrounding that area of things, and that's Randy Orton defeated AJ Styles, and Randy Orton now goes on to face Bray Wyatt for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Oh, my. Okay, so the tag team division. Yeah, there's a lot of speculation that the Hardys will be showing up to WrestleMania. I don't know if that's true, but I'll just go with it since it is their last Ring of Honor meeting for Ring of Honor. So here's the thing. Whenever you see the tag team division that is SmackDown Live, make sure that you pay attention because it's the American Alphas, the Ascension, Hype Brothers, if Zack Ryder was healthy, Breezango, and of course there's more than that. There's the VOD villains, Beauty and the Man-Beast, Rhino and Heath Slater. So you know, here's the deal. You've got a tag team division that's untouchable. You have an underrated women's roster that has become interesting. You have a feud now between Nikki Bella, Maryse, Miz, and John Cena. We all knew this was coming, but so what? That's another thing I'm going to touch on, predictability in wrestling. I don't care. I'm the type of fan that says, I just want to be entertained. That's it. If you entertain me, great. But if you piss me off, okay, no, I've learned. If I want to work for this company in the future, don't want to piss it off. So, for the time being, I'm just going to sit and stew on a few things. Like, for example, Monday Night Raw has been, as you know, it's been dull from times, but then it's picked up. SmackDown, okay, that, you know, it's amazing to me how this show has turned around in 1 year. In 1 year, this show, from going from B show to the top rated wrestling show that people are paying attention to, because it's only 2 hours long, and from what I understand, it's, you know, it's shown itself. I mean, since 1999 to 2002, SmackDown was the, you know, show competing with Monday Night Raw. And what am I getting at? If you guys like predictability, great. If you don't, tough nuggets. This is the wrestling business. You guys know as well as I do, any fan can talk jargon with a normal worker. But what it takes is a great deal of patience and also some understanding as to why things happen the way they do. And these are the weeks leading up to WrestleMania. So you've got to understand, as I start my car, ladies and gents, the fact is, you've got to make an effort in being patient with what you're given. Because if you're not, you're not going to be any kind of special at all. So, here it is. Be patient with WWE's product right now, because it's WrestleMania weekend. Things are starting to simmer, and, you know, actually they're starting to heat up on Monday Night Raw. SmackDown, things are starting to, they've always been boiling over. The water, proverbial metaphorical pot, has been boiling over because there's controversy surrounding, well, not controversy, more or less, this has been boiling over for some time. Is AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon going to happen? Probably. But you're going to have to understand, like, this is one of the things that WWE does best. And that is make a show run smoothly. And if they're able to do that, they're going to do awesome. So, I got to say, if you think WWE has issues, sorry, folks, for the background noise, but if you think the WWE has issues, you're pretty much correct on that, because they're stretching their hair out whether or not, you know, they're going to make a show or not out of Raw or SmackDown is up to their discretion. But my opinion, my humble opinion is, they can definitely make a show. There's no question. And with that being said, I'm going to segue into the advertising section of Off the Rails. For those of you wishing to make a wish on Make-A-Wish Foundation, go to makeawish.org. Type in the name of celebrity, a person that you wish to contact, whether it be Randy Orton, Ambrose, Ronda Rousey, Floyd Money Mayweather, whomever you want to suggest to make an appearance as a charity. So here's the deal. Whenever you have a chance, check out makeawish.org. Also, check out Susan G. Komen and the fight against cancer. Make sure you type in your specific cause and reasoning why you are joining the cause or joining the good fight. So, make sure you check out those two sites. Also, be sure to check out anything and everything wrestling on the Roku, on the network, which is $9.99 a month. Act now and you get WrestleMania 33 free, NXT, 7,500 hours worth of programming. Sorry, folks, for my stumbling upon, but here's the deal. I'm going to get back into it. WrestleMania is always the most strenuous week for WWE. Can people get through with it? Yay or nay? Yes, they can. But if you, what I was getting through earlier before I got interrupted was, if you like predictability, okay. If you can predict it, shut up. If you like being the fan that tells me the results before what's going to happen, I'm going to tell you to please exit before my foot goes where the sun doesn't shine. I for the people that like doing that, get in a different line when we're standing in line for the shows, like Monday Night Raw or whatever, because that's one irritation that I have with certain fans. Is that, you know, if you come to see a show, it's like going to a magic show with your kid or your nephew or your niece or whomever. Are you going to sit there and say, no, this is how he does it. No, that's how he does it. Certain kids are like that and certain kids are not. I was one of those kids who wanted to be surprised. And if you call me a retard, again, fuck you. Because calling names and making assumptions about what fans are or not, then you're just being a jerk. So, I mean, here's my thing. Back to etiquette. So, as I wrap this up, folks, in 2 minutes, here it is. If you have any sanity left in you, don't treat the fans like dirt, because they're the ones that come to see you. And they're the ones that make life interesting for you, the worker. Okay? And I'm going to end this by saying, you know, for those of you who think they know the business, you don't. Plenty of time. Oh, I got a minute left. So in the last minute, to recap, don't be a jackass. Raw and SmackDown are doing their best to keep you guys entertained. If you haven't already caught on, there's a lot of stuff going on in NWL, including Kyle O'Reilly, who joined NWL St. Louis. Oh, yes, and NWL Kansas City is having their Final Four tournament this Saturday at the Scottish Rite Temple. For more information, go to Ticketfly.com for both NWL St. Louis and NWL Kansas City. I am B-Train from Off the Rails. Sorry, guys, I tried, you know, not to stumble this week. I did get out what I needed to get out. Feels a lot better, therapeutic. Got 30 seconds left, so if you want to catch us, go, you know, wrestle_radio on Instagram. WrestleRadio.net on Twitter. Facebook is WrestleRadio / Facebook. I'm out of time. This is Off the Rails. I will see you guys tomorrow. And catch you on the flip side, partner.
All right, later. But a couple things I'm going to say before time expires here. Two things. One, we'll be back on tomorrow around 4. We'll start at 4. But I know after that, it's every week after 4. But the thing is, we'll be back next week. Just keep it on tabs to everything that's Russell Radio, and we'll get you back here next week. So we'll see you guys all tomorrow for Russell Radio's Road to WrestleMania show. And but for now, so we'll see you next week.
All right, folks. Catch you later next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Peace.